Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Department of Labor and Workforce Development and the Alaska Safety Alliance have unveiled a new workforce plan called Alaska's Workforce Future. Developed through collaboration and feedback from industry representatives, job seekers, and others, the plan aims to tackle workforce challenges in Alaska's public and private sectors. Key goals include improving career awareness for young Alaskans, expanding training programs, retaining and attracting talent, and addressing infrastructure gaps like housing and childcare. The plan also emphasizes regional workforce development teams and enhancing collaboration among state agencies, private sector partners, and education institutions. Governor Mike Dunleavy highlighted the opportunities available in Alaska, while ASA's Carrie Ann Carty expressed commitment to strengthening partnerships for a resilient workforce. Feedback from industry groups like ASA and the Alaska Workforce Investment Board was crucial in shaping the plan, which seeks to create lasting workforce solutions for the state. A Homer big game transporter was sentenced for illegal black bear hunting. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
A Homer big game transporter has been sentenced to 5 years probation for illegally assisting hunters who took four black bears on the Kenai Peninsula. 49-year-old Travis Larson, owner of Alaska Premier Sport Fishing, charged clients $3,500 for multi-day hunting trips. In 2018, he transported eight hunters, including four Norwegian nationals, knowing they lacked the required licensed guide. The group shot four black bears on state and Alaska Native Corporation land, and Larson brought the illegally harvested game back to Homer. He pleaded guilty to violating the Lacey Act and must pay a $40,000 fine, $2,400 in restitution, and forfeit $150,000. He is also banned from hunting and from providing big game services. Federal authorities say the case serves as a warning to those who attempt to exploit wildlife laws. The investigation was conducted by the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Dave Stearin, the Economic Development Officer for the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, spoke at the Soldotna and Kenai Chamber of Commerce joint luncheon on various topics, such as the Cook Inlet gas supply and the Red Dog DeLong Mountain Transportation System. ADA is on its second round of investments with Hex Cook Inlet LLC and subsidiaries, Alaska's only locally owned and operated independent gas producer. Hex is owned by John Hendricks. Stearin says Hex continues to contribute to a solution to gas production in Cook Inlet.
And from what I understand, his latest development should supply all of the gas needs for Homer and environs, just that alone, in addition to the work that Hillcore is doing.
ADA approved a $50 million revolving credit line in late 2024. Plans included sidetracking underperforming wells, drilling new wells, and expanding production. The project is expected to create up to 100 temporary construction jobs and five permanent positions. ADA has directed over $3.5 billion into economic development in Alaska. The Alaska Volcano Observatory says it's likely that Mount Spur will erupt in the coming weeks or months. The observatory has issued a code yellow for Mount Spur after significantly elevated volcanic gas emissions were observed during flyovers on Tuesday and last Friday. The report on the observatory website also said gas vents had been seen from the volcano's crater peak vent. The observatory noted that an eruption isn't certain, but the probability of an eruption has increased. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.